Sportscast, October 16th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio 24/7. You can visit us on thesportscast.net, or you can also follow us on X at thesportscast1, also Instagram, thesportscast1, and you can download our app for iOS, the Sportscast for iOS, in the iOS App Store. There's no winless, undefeated teams left in the NFL. The Dolphins, their luck continues. And join us, who's having a comfortable weekend because the Steelers didn't play this weekend, Joe Toscano, Joey Bag of Donuts. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
The Steelers were undefeated this week. They didn't lose. That was nice. Yeah, they were off, so they didn't have to worry about that. Yeah, crazy week. Crazy week. Did not expect a lot of those things happening. I don't think nobody expected the Eagles or the 49ers to lose.
Yeah, and I was hoping that momentum will continue with the Giants to beat the Bills. They came close, but not enough.
Close, yeah.
And we got some breaking news about 10, 20 minutes ago, maybe half an hour. Your wide receiver, Steelers, Diontae Johnson, who was in the injury reserve, hamstring issue, has been designated to return to practice. I hear Joe is relieved.
It's a big deal for the Steelers offense, and they need it. Their offense has really struggled. Some people would say it's because of the offensive coordinator. Some people would say because of the quarterback. But Diontae Johnson is underrated, and he's a very big part of that offense. He is one of those guys that's always is always open. So he was like he could be like a security blanket for Kenny Pickett, and he wasn't there, and it kind of threw the whole offense off. So him being back is a big deal for the Steelers offense.
Yeah, especially when they play the Rams this upcoming weekend, they'll need all the help they need. They're playing in LA, right?
Yep.
Anyways, we'll get into that preview a little bit later in the show. Joe, are you ready to start to recap? Begin to recap week six of the NFL.
Let's go.
Let's go for it. Let's begin with London, the last London game of the season. A little sad about that. Not really. Dynamics Raven quarterback Lamar Jackson got a glowing review from his coach after the 24-16 win over the Tennessee Titans at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Which John Harbaugh always says things about the quarterback. He's once said that Joe Flacco was the greatest quarterback for the NFL. He said Lamar Jackson played one of the most courageous games I've ever seen. He's not afraid. Jackson threw a touchdown pass, and Justin Tucker, the kicker, the best kicker in the world, kicked 6 field goals, Joe. That's a lot. And the Ravens, they struggled in the red zone, but they got it done in London.
London games are always weird. I didn't like – it is kind of cool seeing a game on a Sunday morning, but also not cool because it's just weird. I don't take anything that happens in London as any kind of sign of anything because there are so many weird things that happen. I think that the team that gets to England first, that arrives earlier, the earlier they arrive in the week, the better to get over the jet lag or whatever's going on. But either way, the Ravens got back on track. They should have beat the Steelers, but they just made too many mistakes. I think the Titans are still not that good, so I don't know how much of big of a win it is. But then
I think we lost you a bit. You froze, Joe. First time ever in the Sportscast history. Oh my gosh, I'm by myself. Anyways, while we wait till Joe. Oh, Joe's back. Joe's back. You went out for like 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that England games are weird.
Weird. Yeah, because, I mean, they're neutral games. You don't know if there's jet lag issues. Is there players uncomfortable where they're sleeping at, whatever hotel they're at? I mean, there's a lot of variables when it comes to London games.
I think it all has to do with like whoever wins the England game is whoever gets there first. Whoever gets there earlier in the week, that determines whether who wins, because you're used to, you get over the jet lag, you're used to the surroundings, you're used to the everything. So I think that is the determining factor. And the Ravens got there like on Monday. They got there super early.
Yeah. Tannehill actually came out of the game. He was injured. Malik Willis came in at 118 yards. So good to see my alma mater come in and play for a bit. But not enough to beat the Ravens. We got a comment from YouTube, Kevin Tyree, who goes on the Sportscast, Jersey Boys Sportscast, Sports Talk, and he says, "I'm cool." No, sorry. He says, "I'm watching cool." So yeah, Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Kevin.
You can join us every Monday. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just gonna say hi, Kevin.
There you go. Joey Bagadona says hi to Kevin Tyree. Let's go to the next game, Miami. I think Tyreek Hill might not be the first to do a selfie pick after a score. I believe Terrell Owens did it back with San Francisco. But anyways, Miami beat Carolina 40-21. Carolina is still have no wins, but Miami looks pretty good at offensively.
They're amazing. They're amazing. Tyreek Hill, there are so many good wide receivers out there, but Tyreek Hill is the best of this generation. He is absolutely amazing. He's going to get fined for it, but not only did he take a selfie, he did a selfie with a backflip. That was amazing. The Dolphins offense is running on all cylinders. It's amazing, even though they don't have Achan. The Panthers, I have a bad feeling about what's going on there. From what it sounds like, they have their owner is pretty impatient and meddlesome, and they're just gonna, it sounds like he's the one that forced the team to draft Bryce Young, and that's not good, because it sounds like the coaches don't really want him. And that just is a bad situation all around. It would not surprise me if they fired their coach after this year.
That sounds familiar with Miami drafting Tua. I believe they forced Brian Flores to draft Tua. So maybe it might work out for Bryce Young, because it worked out for Miami so far. Tua finished 21 of 31 for 262 yards. Bryce Young finished 23 of 38 with 217 yards, but was sacked four times. So not good for Carolina. And Joe, I heard you do black flips when you score a touchdown as well.
Luckily, I don't score any touchdowns, so I don't have to worry about that.
You have to do it once you do it again, you know.
And I'd be happy with a cartwheel.
The Commanders defense has done it again. They beat Atlanta 24-16. Jamin Davis had 3 second half interceptions, Joe, to seal the deal. Poor Ridder, he can't have a break. But they beat, but the Commanders beat Atlanta 24-16. Your thoughts?
The Falcons have a problem. They're 3-3, and that's nice. But Desmond Ridder basically lost this game for them. 3 interceptions. Really bad. He basically the team was in a position to either tie or win, and Ridder kept screwing up. So, and this is not the first game. I think the Falcons are seriously considering putting in the backup Heinicke, and I think they should, because Ridder ain't it.
Sam Howell threw 3 short touchdown passes, 3 short passes for touchdowns, but it was the guys on the other side of the line who howled up when it mattered most to snap Washington's 3-game losing streak. The Bengals defense intercepted Geno Smith twice, which was enough to beat Seattle. Cincinnati beat Seattle 17-13. The Bengals won 2 in a row for the first time this season, Joe, and improved a 3-3 going into their bye week. They shared the same division as Pittsburgh. Are you getting worried?
Yes. the Bengals were horrible earlier in the year because Joe Burrow was clearly too injured. He clearly was very injured with that calf, and it was basically making him unable to play, but he kept playing through it anyway. Well, now he seems to be either at 100% healthy or totally healthy, but the Bengals are going to win a lot of games. But this game was won by their defense. The Seahawks had chances to go ahead or to make it closer, but the defense stopped them. That Bengals defense is very good. So credit to the defense in this one. But yes, the Bengals are back.
Burrow was 24 for 35 for 185 yards. Jamar Chase had 6 catches on 13 targets for 80 yards. Good job for Cincinnati. They do have slow starts. We'll see what happens in the future. Indianapolis lose against Jacksonville again in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence threw for 2 touchdowns before leaving late. Travis Etienne, my man, ran for a pair of scores, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Colts 37-20. Hey, Colts cannot catch a break when they go to Jacksonville, can't they?
Seems like they lose every single time. It's like some kind of black hole or something like that.
Yeah, they lost 9 in a row, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, it is crazy. It's like a guaranteed loss for the Colts. The Colts are in trouble anyway. Anthony Richardson might be out for the year, and that basically is. I mean, Gardner Minshew is nice, but he's a backup. And so they're just not going to do. I mean, it wasn't a very good team to begin with. So the Colts are in trouble, but the Jaguars, they're just starting up. Unless I heard there was an injury to Trevor Lawrence, that could be a problem. But still, ATN is becoming a star. The Jaguars defense is very good. We thought the Jaguars would be good coming into the season, and they're starting to fulfill that potential. Look out for the Jaguars.
Jaguars have been performing well, Joe, since coming back. I mean, since being in London, and their luck has spilled over back here in the States. And also, I saw an interesting stat this morning that their point percentage per game increased by 10 points these past 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah, they're starting to fire on all cylinders. I think ATN is a big part of that. He is becoming a big part of that offense. And yeah, they're on their way. They're just as good as we thought they were gonna be. So I think they're gonna be a force in the AFC.
They were in the playoffs last year, so nothing new there. Minnesota, Kirk Cousins threw for a touchdown. Joe, Jordan Hicks returned for a fumble for 42 yards. For a score, and Minnesota knocked Justin Fields out of the game and beating the Bears 19-13 on Sunday. Fields exited with an injury. I think we'll find out more today with an MRI, but not looking good for Chicago. Minnesota's starting to build up that win column a bit.
Little bit, but I mean, that's not really saying much, barely beating the Bears. The Bears really stink. And yeah, they didn't even have Justin Fields. I think I think they said it was a hand or something like that. So we'll see how bad it is. The Vikings without Justin Jefferson are basically blah.
Just like that. One more time.
Blah. That's basically. I mean, the big talk of the Vikings is, should they trade Kirk Cousins? And apparently Kirk Cousins does not want to be traded. Okay, fine, but that's really bad for your season when you're talking about getting rid of your star quarterback. So the Vikings are just they're nothing without Jefferson. So I mean, yeah, it was a win, but doesn't really say much about Minnesota.
Which there was rumors that Kirk Cousins would have been traded to the Jets, but it looks like Zach Wilson's doing okay.
We'll see about the Jets, but heck, and maybe even Aaron Rodgers will be back.
He was throwing the ball yesterday with no crutches, Joe.
Yeah,
how crazy. Long ago did he have that surgery? Like 4 months, like a month,
a few weeks ago. Yeah, not that far. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to say he's going to come back before like January. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know with Aaron. Hey,
you know.
He goes on that that Monday show. I forgot the name of it, but he talks a lot of crap. Let's go. The first undefeated team losing. Brock Purdy suffered his first loss. The team, but also Brock Purdy, he started for, I guess, like 9 games, I think. No, 15 games with a huge winning streak. Jake Moody missed a 41-yard field goal with 6 seconds remaining, giving the Browns an unexpected 19-17 with no Deshaun Watson. What happened here?
A lot of things happened. First of all, so the Browns have one of the best defenses in the league, and possibly, I think statistically, they're like one of the best defenses ever right now. They are amazing. But they had their defensive coordinator is Jim Schwartz. And Jim Schwartz against a Kyle Shanahan team is like almost undefeated. I think he's like 10-1 or something like that. It's crazy. He just has Shanahan's number. They put a lot of pressure on Purdy. The weather was bad. All kinds of things going on. They had the 49ers had key players hurt. What is it? McCaffrey.
CMC was at. Debo was out.
Yeah, Debo was out. Trent Williams, their tackle, was out for a little bit.
Which is a lot of money in that three players right there.
Those are your three key players. But Purdy just had a terrible game. But despite all that, and despite the Browns going ahead, there was about a minute 40 left, and it was up to the 49ers to drive down the field to get into a position to kick the winning field goal, and Brock Purdy did. So this is what this loss wasn't on Brock Purdy. He did enough to win. It was their stupid kicker that couldn't kick a 40-yard field goal. So it's all his fault. You know, I was really down on Brock Purdy. I did not like him. I thought he was overrated. But
he's a fraud.
I called him a fraud. I definitely did. But I take all that back. He is, I don't know if he's the MVP, but he is perfect for that offense. And then you call him a system quarterback. Nothing's wrong with a system quarterback when you keep winning. He is perfect for that offense. This loss wasn't on him. He did what it takes. What you want is a quarterback is good when the game is on the line. Can he drive down the field and get you in position to win? And that's exactly what Brock Purdy did. So Brock Purdy is a good quarterback.
And the Cleveland Browns quarterback who had no Deshaun Watson was PJ Walker. He was in the practice squad a few weeks ago, Joe.
I'm wondering, I think the situation with Deshaun Watson is bad in many ways for the Browns. I'm wondering if they're better off with PJ Walker or whoever the backup is going to be and just tell Deshaun Watson to stay home. I don't, it sounds like this, his injury with his shoulder is pretty bad. So I don't know if you know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. He might be out for a long time. I mean, he hasn't really practiced in a month, which isn't good. But I think they might actually be better off with a PJ Walker. Somebody that's just, that defense is so good. They just needed a quarterback to be just good enough to get the offense going a little bit, and let's just let the defense win the game.
Yeah, I mean, I will probably agree with you. Just, you know, keep starting PJ Walker and see where it goes. He's won one game so far. Let's see how he does in game number two for himself. Let's go into Houston. I like this Houston team. I like rookie CJ Stroud. Joe likes him through for almost 200 yards and two touchdowns. And the defense did the rest as the Texans held on for a 20-13 over the Saints, who beat the Patriots last week 34-0. What's up with these Texans, Joe?
I'm telling you what, I think the Texans might be for real. The main thing, there's two main people with the Texans. One of them is CJ Stroud, who is, you know, he's a rookie that looks amazing. And, you know, this is probably who Carolina should have, and I think wanted to draft it with that first overall pick, but they ended up with Bryce Young. CJ Stroud is looking amazing. Yes, he threw his first interception, but he also threw for 353 yards and a touchdown. I'm sorry, he did well. But So CJ Stroud is good, but the main person I think is their new coach, D'Amico Ryans. I think he is just infused a great attitude among the whole team. They fly to the ball. They play hard all the time. Hey, I saw it firsthand when they killed the Steelers. They are a team on the rise. Nobody expected anything from them, and they are looking great. And if they can just keep this up, it's just attitude and hard work. Sometimes that's all you need.
Coach D'Amico Ryans chose Houston. I keep saying this every time. He chose Houston over Denver. I think he made the right choice.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Anybody with a brain knows stay away from Denver.
New Orleans quarterback Derek Carr threw for a season-high 353 yards and a touchdown, but often couldn't finish drives as the Saints lost for the third time in four games after opening up the season 2-0. Well, watch out with this Saints team. That's a good defense, but they definitely have potential in that division. We'll see what happens. This game was not good, but Brian Hoyer relieved an injured Jimmy Garoppolo, who's injury-prone all the time, to throw for 102 yards in the second half. And Daniel Carlson made four field goals, a lot of field goals here this weekend. And Vegas handed the reeling New England Patriots 21-17 loss on Sunday. Mac Jones did not look good. Bill Belichick is not looking good either. Your thoughts over this matchup?
What is going on with the Patriots? They are in a free fall. My goodness.
They're bad.
They are bad. The Raiders are not that good, and they're 3-3. The Raiders are not that good, and they just handed it to the Patriots. I don't know what's going on. Mac Jones is a problem. They need to bench him for Bailey Zappi or they have another dude that's like a wide receiver slash quarterback thing. They need whatever they need to do. Mac Jones ain't it. He needs to be benched. But I don't even know if that's. I mean, I think I forget who New England
Will Greyer is.
Anybody? Yeah,
he's listed on Google.
But yeah, I mean, good for the Raiders. I still don't think they're very good. But the Patriots are just in big trouble. It's looking ugly down there, and I don't know. It's not looking good for Belichick. It's definitely not. He's been terrible since Brady's gone.
Yeah, he's been terrible. Oh, yeah, that quarterback wide receiver guy is Malik Cunningham. He is from Louisville. So he is definitely – he got added recently to the roster. So we'll see more of Malik or the other guy, Will Greer, or Zappi. So we'll see what happens with the Patriots. Mac Jones was 24-33 for 200 yards with an interception. New England had just 259 total yards. So Patriots need some help. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Kraft, I don't know if we'll make a major move, but I doubt it. The Lions are the real deal, Joe. A week after improving on their best start in more than a decade without injured star receiver Amon St. Brown, the NFC North leaders used Goff's arm and a stingy defense to overcome the loss of leader rusher running back David Montgomery to beat the sputtering Buccaneers 20-6. Low scoring from Tampa. In Tampa, Jared Goff completed 30 of 44 passes without an interception. But these Lions are the real deal.
They are indeed the real deal. This is another one that I was wrong about. I did not think the Lions would be this good since last Halloween. They are 13-3. They are just killing it. The Buccaneers are pretty good this year, and they just really stifled Tampa. Baker Mayfield couldn't do anything. That Lions defense is really good. That Aiden Hutchinson, that dude is in conversation for defensive player of the year. That's how good he is. The Lions are just they're just good all around. Everything is working for them. Good for them. I think they're so good. I think they're in the talk for like Super Bowl contender.
Wow! Don't say it. Baker Mayfield was not 19 of 37 for 206 yards and one interception. The Bucs were limited to 46 yards rushing on 16 attempts. Good job on the defense of Detroit. Sunday Night Football. It took Josh Allen and the Bills, Joe, their offense nearly three quarters to find their rhythm. And it turns out they pull out the win in Buffalo 14-9. The Giants quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, came back for the revenge game, but was not enough. Not an upset, but hey, what can you expect in Buffalo?
This was ugly. The Giants could have and should have won this game. They had they had a drive at the end of the first half where they were about to score, but because they screwed up the clock, they ended up getting 0 points. So if they just got a field goal there, they would have went, they, at the end of the game, they would have been within, it would have been 14-12, and then they drove down again, and they could have made, they could have won 15-14, but they screwed it up. The Bills are lucky to get out of this game with a win. Just one of those weird, ugly games that happens. I don't know if this says anything bad about the Bills or what, but just one of those ugly games.
Really ugly games. Allen finished 19 of 30 for 169 yards passing with two touchdowns and interception. Tyrod Taylor finished 24 of 36 for 200 yards and making his first start in 2 years. It's been a while when he was with Houston. Of course, D-Dimes was out with a neck injury. And Saquon Barkley came back, but not much of a show up there. So there you have it, NFL Week 6. Let's look at the standings, Joe. Each one, Miami is sitting pretty up in the AFC East, and the Bills right behind them. AFC has the Chiefs on a commanding 5-1. The Chargers play tonight, so we'll see if they get that 3-2 or 2-3. AFC North, Joe, Ravens 4-2, Steelers 3-2, Browns 3-2, Bengals 3-3. This could get a little bit close, can't it?
It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. We thought that the AFC North would be strong. Remember, it's funny that right now Cincinnati is in last place, but they're just going to keep winning like crazy, and it's up to the rest of the division to keep up. You know, Cleveland's looking real good. We'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson, or we'll see what happens with their offense, because their defense is amazing. Baltimore, I would suspect, will keep on winning. We'll see what happens with the Steelers. They're a mystery right now. So in theory, all these teams could still be looking good, but I think that the Bengals will come out on top eventually.
There you go. Bengals is definitely going to creep up. They're a good last place, I would say. AFC South, I got the Jaguars, a commanding up top, number one, Colts 3-3, Texans 3-3, and Tennessee 2-4. I think the Jaguars are looking good to win this division.
Jaguars are looking good, but I think Houston might have grown up, and they might maybe not win the division, but I think they'll contend for the playoffs.
There you have it. NFC East, Eagles first loss. They still have some wiggle room. Cowboys play tonight, and we'll get to that prediction a little bit later on. 3-2, Commanders 3-3, Giants 1-5. Eagles had a hiccup, but I think they'll be fine, even though they played the Dolphins this weekend.
Yeah, the Jets defense is really, really good, and I think the Eagles' schedule has been pretty easy so far. So maybe, you know, they just got a wake up call. That's why I think the Eagles will be fine. This is a must win game for the Cowboys tonight. They need to win this to keep up, because otherwise, they don't want to fall to 3-3. That's for sure.
You don't. And we'll get to that prediction. We'll see what Joe really says tonight in L.A. NFC past the Niners are sitting pretty, 5-1. Seahawks 3-2. Rams are good 3-3. Don't look at that, you know, that win and loss column too hard on them. I think they're like Cincinnati. They'll probably bust up a little bit. Cardinals 1-5 deservedly, but I think the West is looking like a San Francisco is going to win it again.
Oh, it's definitely San Francisco, but I am absolutely shocked by the Rams. I did not think I thought they would be like 1-5 at this point of the season, and they are 3-3, looking good. The Steelers play them next week. That's going to be a really tough game for them.
But good measurement game, I think, for a
good measurement game. Their offense, basically, Cooper Kupp is back, who is one of the best wide receivers in the league. So now him and Puka Nacua form a great wide receiver tandem. Matthew Stafford is just, he is just good. He's just, when he's healthy, he is just good. And that defense with Aaron Donald is just, he's just so good. He's almost like a one-man defense. So yeah, the Rams are not bad.
Super Bowl remnants, so definitely they got a roster, but plus Puka. And don't forget about Tutu Atwell. He's also a good wide receiver out there, third option, I guess. The North, NFC North, Lions 5-1. I cannot say Lions are, I mean, I probably will say Lions are going to win that division. Then the Packers at 2-3, Vikings 2-4, Bears 1-5. Man, this is a weak NFC North division this year, but the Lions are looking pretty.
The Lions are establishing themselves as a force in the conference, and they'll easily win the division. Minnesota and the Bears, just they're just terrible this year. But the Packers are a big mystery. Can they turn it around? Sometimes they look good, sometimes they look bad. It's all on how much Jordan Love progresses. So we'll see with the Packers. Maybe they'll contend for the playoffs.
J Love, we'll see what happens. NFC South, they got the Bucks. They lost against the Detroit this past weekend. Then Falcons, Saints, Panthers in 0-6. Kind of open, but I'm liking Tampa to win it.
I don't know. I think it's a three horse race, and I think it's going to go down to the end. But I think Tampa, Atlanta, and New Orleans are basically all like equal footing. They're all sometimes good, sometimes not good, you know, sometimes, you know, just a little bit unpredictable. Who knows what's going to happen? Very inconsistent. So I think at the end, I don't think either of those teams are going to win a whole lot, but I don't know who's going to come out of that division.
We'll see. A lot more weeks left to determine that. And Joe is very unpredictable. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Cowboys 3-2 at the LA Chargers 2-2. Chargers coming in from a bye. So they're really, really, they're all like rested, recharged their batteries. And the Cowboys coming off a huge loss against San Francisco last week. Who do you have tonight? Cowboys at Chargers in Los Angeles.
I mean, this is really a must-win game for both teams. So that's going to be really interesting. I think, and it's at Chargers, which probably means that stadium's going to be mostly Cowboys fans.
Oh, for sure.
You know, because that's how it is every single game for Chargers. That really stinks for them. So I think because Dallas looked so bad the last time they played, they just got absolutely spanked by the 49ers. I think they're going to come back with a vengeance and really take it to the Chargers. They do the same thing every year. They're an inconsistent team that is hampered by their idiot coach, who I've talked about a lot. But I think the Cowboys, just because they have something to prove, I think they're going to come out ahead this game.
I agree with Joe. I think Cowboys are going to win it tonight in Los Angeles. Plus, which you reminded me, the away team Cowboys typically have a good showing in Los Angeles, and also they do have a good showing when they play the Rams as well. So. It should be no different tonight. Random poll question of the day, Joe. What is your favorite department store? Options are Costco, Target, Dollar Tree, or Walmart.
Costco, Dollar Tree, or Walmart?
Target. Yeah. Costco, Target.
I might be the only person in the country that hates Costco. I hate them. 1 year, I had a membership for 1 year. I hated going there every single time. It was just, they're too busy. I hate it there. I'm not a fan of Walmart. I'm more of a Dollar Tree person. I'm a cheapo. I like going to Dollar Tree and just walking around and just, you know, even if I like something, it's like, oh, who cares? It's just a dollar. That's my speed. I'm a cheapo.
I like their ice cream at Dollar Tree, their ice cream sandwiches. So,
oh,
if you're ever there,
I don't think it's
world class, but I think it's worth it for the amount of money you're paying
for
it. It's a buck. Okay. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you if you like the pizza at Costco?
The only thing good about the pizza is it's cheap. They have like $1.50 hot dogs or something like that. Like you can't. I love that. The
food, I think it's the best part. Yeah, like the food up front. You know, it's really cheap.
See, to me, Sam's Club is way better than Costco. But that's just my
opinion. I was going to say, do you have one up there?
We have Sam's Club. Yeah, that's good stuff. And we have something called BJ's Wholesale Club, which is like a competitor.
We have them down here too.
Oh yeah, they're okay too. But the best thing about those places is cheap gas. But anyway, that's the only reason, that's the main reason to get a membership. Sure. I am Joey Bag of Donuts, V7F on Twitter.
Jay Bag of Donuts, follow his Twitter. He's the number one tweeter, Xer, in Pittsburgh. So definitely. And what is that annual voting thing when they vote for the best Twitter poster?
They that's in the summer. I actually didn't win this year. I only got second place. So
it's okay. You can't win back to back all the time.
It's all right. It's all right. It's a down year.
Next year, we'll have a push for it.
There you go.
Sportscast push. All right. So you can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram or the sportscast.net. We have this week, Wednesday, a lot of college football news. So definitely tune into the top 25 rundown. A lot going on with Brock Bowers of Georgia. He just got injured. So that might have some playoff implications. No, not playoff implications, but national championship implications. And Washington's big win over Oregon. So we're going to see a lot of ranting going on this Wednesday. And, of course, Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Victor was optimistic last night with the game. So I think keeping it low score like that was a moral victory for the Giants, maybe hope in the future. What do you think, Joe?
I think the Giants are in big trouble. Listen, Danny Dimes, I mean, they looked better with Tyrod Taylor than they did with Danny Dimes. That's a so problem. True. I think the Giants are in big trouble.
I agree. I was thinking maybe Tyrod Taylor should start another game.
I think
he
should
see where
too.
It goes.
I agree.
Okay. Well, anyways, he's not worried about that. Joe is worried about the Rams and Steelers. That's a good measurement game. We'll see what happens. Joe, let's go pick it.
Yeah, let's go.
And this was your update.